Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. This news update is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Emergency services in Israel now say at least 5 people are dead after the latest round of missile strikes from Iran. The two countries have been trading fire for 4 days now after a sweeping strike by Israel took out major portions of Iran's nuclear and military infrastructure. Police now have in custody Vance Bolter, the man accused of killing Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband this weekend. Governor Walz thanked law enforcement who spotted Bolter on a trail camera yesterday.
To the law enforcement who stand here and the hundreds who were involved in this, the state of Minnesota owes you a deep debt of gratitude. Thank you. You ran towards the danger and you served the state of Minnesota.
Bolter also wounded State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette during his attack early Saturday. In a statement, the Hoffman family says they're lucky to be alive. This is ABC News. Officials in India have now started returning the remains of some of the victims of last week's airline crash to their families. ABC's Wayne Cabot.
That crash killed 241 people aboard, plunging just after takeoff into a fireball that killed 29 more on the ground. Now hundreds of relatives of the crash victims have been providing DNA samples at the hospital. Most of the bodies were charred or mutilated, making them unrecognizable. The one passenger who survived reportedly was sitting in the emergency exit row. He is okay enough to be released this week, possibly. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Pilots on Southwest jets are going to get some more tech help in the cockpit. After some recent close calls, new systems are being installed that can warn pilots about things like being on the wrong runway or taxiway at airports. And Dragons soaring at the box office. The live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon taking in nearly $84 million. I'm Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Home talent baseball yesterday, Arena edged Muscadet 2-0. Dodgeville 11-4 over Belleville, Wyota 7, Ridgeway 5, Verona 10-2 over Hollandale, Blanchardville 13, Argyle 0. In the northern section, Ashton 4-1 over Cross Plains, Sauk Twins over Mazamani 6-4, Middleton 7, Black Earth 2, Mazamani 8-5 over Wanakee. Christian Yelich homered, and that action yesterday, and the Brewers picked up a 3-2 victory over the Cardinals in the finale of a 4-game series. Milwaukee won 3 of the 4. Drew Evans and Sal Frelick each drove in a run from Milwaukee, which won for the 4th time in 6 games. Yelich had 3 hits, and Caleb Durbin went 2 for 3. The Brewers began a 3-game series at Chicago Tuesday night. The Cubs, well, they were winners yesterday, 3-2 over Pittsburgh. San Diego 8 and Arizona 2. The Dodgers 5, San Francisco 4. Colorado 10-1 over Atlanta, and Miami beat Washington 3-1. In the American League, Boston 2, the Yankees 0, Baltimore 11-2 over the Angels, Houston 2, Minnesota 1, the Athletics 3-2 over Kansas City, Texas 2, the White Sox 1, Seattle 6-0 over Cleveland. Interleague play, Cincinnati 8-4 winners against Detroit, Philadelphia 11, Toronto 4, Tampa Bay 9-0 over the New York Mets.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, a chance for all of us at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind sufferers you are not alone. PTSD symptoms can manifest through flashbacks, nightmares, insomnia, panic attacks, depression, and more. Any traumatic experience can trigger this disorder. If you are struggling with symptoms, please reach out to your primary care provider for an initial consultation. Help is available.
Today, a high in the low 80s, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Tonight, variable clouds and sticky with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 65. Tuesday, 83, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. So far on the day, we have received 41/100ths of an inch of rain. It has let up now after some of the rain that happened yesterday. All total, 1 inch and 12/100ths here at the WRCO studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Today is Monday, June 16th.
I'd start it over from scratch. Keep what's good, pile up what's bad, and then I'd strike the match. Yeah, we'd go back to the basics of how things ought to be. Yeah, there'd be a lot of changes if it was left up to me. 'Cause what this country needs is a little more steel guitar, and put a little fiddle right in the middle, straight out of a Texas bar. And give us a song we can all sing along, from sea to shining sea. You'd be proud of it and always love it. That's what this country needs. About living, just twist that radio dial. You come to a singer singing what life is all about. 'Cause you can't deny that people still cry, they laugh and they smile and they hurt. And that's my humble opinion, y'all. You can take it for what it's worth. 'Cause what this country needs, a little more steel guitar, and put a little fiddle right in the middle, straight out of a Texas bar. And give us a song we can all sing along, proceed to shining sea.
What this country needs, Aaron Tippin on WRCO. Yeah, we need Aaron Tippin, absolutely. He can fix just about anything, really. Just give him a crescent wrench, pipe wrench, and he's good to go. We have some great music to share with you, some info to get you in the know as well along the way on a Monday morning. Here's a rainy day song.
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day
starting
Terry Clark, you're easy on the eyes. The RCO. I don't believe anybody's ever said that to me. But anyway, we remind you today that Park Street Christian Church will host Vacation Bible School this week. Each night, 6 until 8 through Wednesday night, the mission of the week will be the Richland Center Fire Department. For more information, call the church at 608-647-3702. And Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Rockbridge and Cazenovia tomorrow. The truck will be at the Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge from 10:30 until 11:30. And near Alibi's Bar and Grill in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30 tomorrow.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking to buy a home but worried about a big down payment? An FHA loan might be the perfect solution for you. FHA loans are backed by the Federal Housing Administration and designed to help first-time home buyers or anyone with limited savings or less than perfect credit. With flexible requirements and a lower down payment, an FHA loan could make your dream of owning a home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765 to see if you qualify. Our experienced team is here to guide you every step of the way. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making home ownership happen.
A little light rain has begun again. It looked like it had stopped for a little while, but still getting a few sprinkles in the official WRCO puddle. Anyway, yeah, a little bit of rain, 42 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far at the WRCO studios and 64 degrees. I thought yesterday we were at a hometown game in Arena, and I called them just before I left because it was raining hard here. And they said, no, it's just, it's misting. And that was the case. I mean, it was heavy rain for quite a long way for the trip. And then down probably just past Spring Green, the road was almost dry. They were getting a little bit of rain, but it was interesting how spotty it was. But then it kind of mist precipitated during the game for a little bit. But I was glad that we got it in, because my biggest fear was if the game got delayed, like, oh, no, okay, we're going to delay it till 3 or 4 or 5. That would have cut into the Father's Day festivities there on the Knee Ranch, and I wouldn't have been able to get spoiled, you know?
She's loud, looks pretty damn good with the top off. She cleans up nice, you can still see her shine with the lights off. I'll bring the wheels, you bring the heat, see how it feels in the shotgun seat. Girl, let's fly, jump inside, take a ride on my Trans Am. Hammer down, cruise around, rock the sound of my Trans Am. Everybody wants to ride, hey! Everybody wants to ride. I wanna see a jet, black hair, blowing in the wind with your hands up. I wanna hug those curves and show you what this motor's made of. Grinding the gears, 8-track blasting, I wanna hear you screaming.
Everybody wants to ride. Girl, you know you want to ride. Take a ride in my Trans Am.
Come on, baby.
Whoa.
Let's take a little ride.
Whoa. Whoa. We can roll the reds out from the blues. White lines burn by, baby, me and you.
I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys.
I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. My brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June. Bought me an outboard Evan Rue.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
Mo and Joe, Mo Bandy, Joe Stampley on WRCO, up to no good already on a Monday morning. News, weather, and sports coming up here as we update you on a Monday morning, June 16th. Here's Colin Ray.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away. Get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Great story from Colin Ray on WRCL here as we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin, and maybe a little bit more rain. We'll have more about that coming up when we check the forecast in a few minutes.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine in or drive through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Well, we head toward a high of 81 later with some rain, which could be in the forecast for quite a bit of the day today. Some rain tonight, maybe more rain in the forecast for tomorrow and Wednesday before it gets quite hot coming up for the next weekend. So far in Richland Center, 41 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. It is 64 degrees.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The suspect in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses and the murder of one of those couples is in custody. 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the subject of a 43-hour-long manhunt, was arrested near his home in Green Isle, Minnesota, late last night. It's about 120 miles north of the Iowa border. Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Geiger of the Minnesota State Patrol spoke during a news conference.
There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history. Just down at the scene where he was taken to custody, there was 20 different SWAT teams over an extremely large area hunting this individual down to take him into custody.
Authorities say Bolter was armed at the time of his arrest. Mark Brewley, the police chief in Brooklyn Park, the Minneapolis suburb where this former speaker of the Minnesota House and her husband were murdered, talked about the investigation. Officials say their investigation will continue to expand as they compile evidence for state and perhaps federal trials. The suspect in the weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin university. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, which closed in 2023 due to declining enrollment and financial challenges. Bolter, the suspect in the murders of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Democrats gathered for their annual state party convention in the Dells over the weekend as thousands of Wisconsinites rallied in communities across the state to oppose the policies of the Trump administration. Second District Congressman Mark Pocan told delegates that Trump regularly is thumbing his nose as of the presidency and also the American people. The theme of the convention was the road to 2026, and Governor Tony Evers urged delegates to keep that focus by organizing. Evers has yet to announce whether he'll seek a third term next year, a decision he has said he'll reveal once work is finished on the next state budget. Delegates on Sunday elected former executive director Devin Remiker as a party chair, following his endorsement by outgoing chair Ben Wickler. The DPW convention took place amid heightened security over the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the Gun Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website. The deadline to apply for funding from Richland County United Givers is fast approaching. Nonprofits who provide services to the greater Richland area are encouraged to apply for grants. Applications are based on the mission of United Givers to raise funds for nonprofit organizations serving the needs of the residents of the greater Richland County area. Applications can be found on the Richland County United Givers website at rcunitedgivers.org. The board may deny applications that do not meet human needs. If your organization is approved for a grant, it will be listed on the website and in the annual brochure, which is distributed across the community and the surrounding area. All are invited to attend the first Crawford County Coronation Banquet at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall tonight. The night will kick off at 6 with a Meet the Contestants Cheese and Cracker Social. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7. The program's guest speaker will be Melissa Oates, 2025 Mrs. Badger State for American Royal Beauties. The 2024 Crawford County Fair and Dairy Royalty will be highlighting the evening. This year's candidates will present their prepared speeches as they are introduced, followed by the coronation of the 2025 Crawford County Fairest of the Fair, Junior Fairest of the Fair, Dairy Princess, and Little Miss Squirt. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan, whose district includes Madison, said residents won't receive federal dollars to mitigate noise from the Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 fighter jets based at Truax Field. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Pocan said the Department of Defense denied the funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. 4-H producers, crop advisors, and agronomists are invited to attend the Southwest Wisconsin 4-H and Cover Crops Field Day on Wednesday from 1:30 until 4 at the Lancaster Ag Research Station. Spend time in the field with specialist Marta Coleman and Mark Renz, looking at current yield trials, investigating seeding alfalfa into rye, also cover crops in corn production, herbicide carryover in alfalfa, and new clover-safe pasture weed management options. This will be a free event hosted by UW Extension. If you have questions or would like to attend and need accommodations, contact Jordan Sattler at jordan.sattler@wisc.edu.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The forecast for the day includes scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, variable clouds tonight, and a low of 65 after highs in the low 80s today. For tomorrow, a high of 83, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. Wednesday, periods of heavy rain and storms tapering down later in the day and a high of 77. So far, we have received 41 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning. Adding that into yesterday's total of just over 7/10, we're at an inch and 12 one-hundredths since the rain began yesterday morning. This morning, the midnight reading was 64. We've been as low as 63 and now back up to 64 degrees.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home
or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at local baseball from yesterday, and the Brewers completed a successful weekend against the Cardinals.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteaders Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Muscadet Mudcats traveled to Arena on a rainy Sunday for a home talent baseball game. The Aces held on for a 2-0 win, and they improved to a league-leading 5-0. The first part of the game was played in a steady drizzle. Both starting pitchers went the distance, and there was only one walk given up in the game. Eli Ault was the winner for Arena with 10 strikeouts and a walk while giving up just 4 hits. Alex Meister struck out 5, did not walk a batter, and yielded 8 hits. Jimmy Jennings was 3-for-4 to lead Arena. He singled and scored on a hit by Zach Cady in the opening inning. Following Sunday's win, Arena now will host Blanchardville Sunday. Muscadet will travel to Dodgeville this coming weekend. Dodgeville was the winner over Belleville, 11-4, Wyota 7, Ridgeway 5, Verona 10-2 over Hollandale, Blanchardville shut out Argyle 13-0, Schulzburg-Benton over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 6-2, Ashton 4-1 over Cross Plains, Sauk 6 and Mazamani 4, Middleton 7-2 over Black Earth, Mazamani 8-5 over Wanakee, and Saturday night Reedsburg was a winner over Cazenovia 3-1, the final score. State softball champions were crowned over the weekend. Belmont won Division 5, 8-3 over Almond Bancroft. Michicot over Pacelli, 1-0 in Division 4. Division 3 won by Poinette, 11-5 against Fall Creek. Division 2 won by Denmark, 4-1 over Jefferson. And Kaukauna was a winner, 1-0 over Kenosha Bradford for the Division 1 crown. The 77th WIAA State Baseball Tournament gets underway today at Fox City Stadium, and there will be plenty of games going on this week, beginning right away at 9 o'clock this morning with Division I quarterfinals. The first outing for Fenimore will be coming up on Tuesday afternoon in the Division III semifinals, and for Reedsburg, their first game is coming up on Wednesday, the second game of the morning session. Yesterday in Legion Baseball, the Viroqua 138ers defeated La Crescent Post 595, final score of 5-4. Brewers closer, Trevor Miguel with a chance to do the job, striking out 3 batters, escaping a 9th inning threat Sunday, saving a 3-2 win. Milwaukee took 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals over the weekend. The big hit was from Christian Yelich, his 14th home run. Quinn Priester collected the win with 6 solid innings, giving up only 1 run. Manager Pat Murphy says the team is a work in progress.
Yeah, I mean, we're not clicking. We're still young. We're still figuring out. I mean, we just played a kid today in left field that, you know, nobody knows his name. There's not 12 guys on our team that know who he is. He did a nice job, but it just showed. I mean, we're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out, but you know, this is a group of the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win. They play to win. They're the right guys. Our bench is the right guys.
So for the Brewers, they'll take the day off before taking on the Cubs on Tuesday night. The Cubs are winners, 3-2 over Pittsburgh, San Diego 8, Arizona 2, the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco, Miami 3, Washington 1, Colorado 10-1 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 2, the Yankees 0, Baltimore 11-2 winners against the Angels, Houston 2, Minnesota 1, the Athletics 3-2 over Kansas City, Texas 2, the White Sox 1, Seattle 6-0 over Cleveland. And in the interleague play, Cincinnati 8-4 over Detroit, Philadelphia 11, Toronto 4, Tampa Bay 9-0 over the Mets. In other sport news, the ratings for the NBA Finals are down, as was expected. Oklahoma City versus Indiana is a small market series, and the numbers reflect that, with viewership down about 20% from last season and on pace for the poorest TV turnout since the bubble finals in 2020. Don't blame the Thunder and Pacers. It's been a back and forth over the first 4 games, and now a best of 3 will decide the NBA title. Game 5 is in Oklahoma City coming up this evening. I am Phil Nee with a look at sports.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
100.9 WRCO.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be, yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me.
Baby, drive, drive. Yeah.
Susie Boggess and Come On, Baby, Drive South. 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, Hank will be in with all of his jokes up his sleeve coming up. He's been writing notes and sticking them up his sleeve all weekend. And then looks like, hey, Joanne. Yep, everybody starting to arrive to assemble our very professional team here at WRCO Radio.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com. Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Occasional droplets of rain this morning at WRCO Studios. A bit rainy yesterday. J.J. Spahn turned a miserable day into an unforgettable finish at the U.S. Open. Wet and nasty. Five players tied for the lead with an hour to go, and he delivered a couple of key shots to get the victory yesterday. So that came to a close in golf yesterday. Certainly lots of fun. The Wisconsin State, the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals went on yesterday, and despite some rain and wetness, they went on and finished strong yesterday as well. Hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy that. We had a chance to enjoy the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade in downtown Richland Center. It's great to see the turnout, and I think actually attendance at the parade, from what I could see, was better this year than in some recent years, so that was good. The weather was perfect. Here's John Barry on WRCO FM 100.9.
Reason.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, John Barry, and your love amazes me. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway